and Albert would bring them in. We would take them on the stretcher and put them in there. And they had a Japanese officer there. And he was shot up pretty bad. And it was cool that morning. And I had a blanket. And I went to cover them up with a blanket. And that scamp grabbed my hand and bit me. See that?
Yeah.
Bit through there. And one of the boys backed off with one of the carbines. I'm going to kill him. I said, uh-uh. I said, don't kill him. I said, let him live. They put him on a vessel, and they put him in prison over here, I think. I don't know what they sent him to.
Yeah.
They put him in prison camp. I'm going to tell you something funny about Frank Down.
Okay.
Frank Down was putting up peanut poles. And your granddad had this here German prisoner, you know, head over here in Albany, you know. And he hired them to stack peanuts, you know. He could get them cheap, you know.
A German prisoner?
Yeah, in Germany, Italian, had Italian on there. Frank, he was putting up poles. And Frank had to go to the woods. When he got to the end of the road, he stuck his postal diggers up. Well, at the end of the road, went out in the woods, you know, and he stayed out there for a good while. Them German prisoners, he come back hunting his post all day, he couldn't find him. Them German prisoners done put a stack of peanuts all around him. He couldn't find his post all day. Mr. Henry had a little white Chevrolet automobile, about the same color you on there.
Yeah.
Mr. Henry got out of it one day, and he walked way down the road. Walked way down there, and walking behind the peanut shed. And then one of them German prisoners seen him way down there, and he jumped through that Chevrolet, man, he tore out that room, that's like Mr. Henry did, you know. Mr. Henry thought he didn't have his car back going. Mr. Henry jumped up and down, had half a wave in the hall in a cousin. He German prisoner threw him out on the best stop. I laughed at that.
What, the guy trying to run away, or just...
No, you're going to carry a car down there, so much he didn't have to walk back. That was...
Oh, I see. Who's he? Could he speak English?
No, he couldn't. Nothing couldn't speak English. Had two or three could speak English. He was dying laugh when he got out of the car. But in German, that's a dying laugh. Must have been pulling that little boy's head up there, you know. He was in there, scratching and cussing.
Good God. Did they work here long?
They worked 2 seasons, I think, Ken.
That was during the war.
Yeah, during the war, you know. They worked 2 seasons.
That's funny, man.
Yeah, that Frank Down and everybody, they tell you about it. Georgia, they're going to tell you about it, too.
Well, a long time ago, people died, and folks didn't know what they...
Yeah, they died, and, you know, and had pneumonia or something like that. They didn't know what to do about it. They didn't have no penicillin or nothing like that then, you know.
Did folks ever get malaria around here?
Ooh, man, I like to die in here.
Yeah, what'd they get it for?
They give me quinine. Man, you can hear... train coming and everything when you take that quinine. Dr. Hoke at Parrot, Georgia knocked up on me. He gave me everything, but he told me, he said, I'm going to have to give you a sure shot. He said, they either show you or kill you. I told him, I said, pop it to me. And he gave me a shot, and I ain't never had that chill and fever since. These people can't stand that penicillin, you know. That's the best medicine you can get, that penicillin.
Yeah.
These people love you to it. They asked me up there at the hospital the other day. I went up there to Dublin.